Hello.
Well, hello, is this Miss Melba?
Yes.
Hello,
Who I
Miss.
have the pleasure to talk to.
Oh, well, Miss Melba, my name is Rich, R-I-C-H. I am a licensed broker and field underwriter. I was calling on the request you just made on our Facebook ad on the state regulated burial plan information.
Yeah, I changed my mind after saying 2 years, so that I don't know when I deal with that or not. You have
now,
to be in it for 2 years.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I'm 77 years old now, so my time is limited.
Yeah, now I can probably get you day one coverage. Why do you say it's
probably
2 years?
So much that you can't pay it?
No, I don't think so. Let me ask you a question. Have you been in the hospital in the last year?
Oh no.
Okay. Have you had any type of cancer or heart issues in the last 2 years? Like a heart attack, stent, or anything like that?
No.
Any complications with high blood pressure or diabetes?
Diabetes and high blood pressure.
Okay. Is it under control, Miss Melba?
Yes. I work 3 days a week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. So, hey, give me, so 7/10/1942 is your birthday. Are you a smoker or non-smoker?
Never.
Good. Okay. Now, we could definitely, I have access to the lowest rates in the country. And I've got some companies that are the lowest out there. It would be immediate coverage. There is not a waiting period. The only waiting period has to do when people have major health issues and they're not able to answer the health questions. But in your case, I mean, just from talking to you, you would qualify for immediate coverage. There would be no waiting period. If something happened to you the next day, your loved ones would receive the money. And it would be a whole life policy, so you don't have to worry about turning 85 and losing it. You can live to be 100 years old. It's going to pay out. And it also has a guaranteed price lock on it, so that rate never changes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds good.
so like a $5,000 policy, we could check any amount you want to, but a $5,000 policy for you would only be for the lowest rate out there, $42.91. Well, tell me how much you want me. I want to make sure it's always affordable. I don't want to go out of your budget. Yeah. $7,000 would be $59.04. And then I'm just giving you, we can do any random amount you want me to check. $10,000 would be $83.23.
You know, I think about that and I think about it. What I think is, if I knew how long I was going to live, you know, I could save that $85. And,
well, that's true, but here's the thing. This is why people get life insurance. I have it as well. Now, here's why.
Oh yeah.
Because if you could put that $83 in a savings account, but I can tell you it would take you 11 years to save up $10,000, and that's if you did it right. And a lot of people, whereas with the insurance policy, you make one premium and you've only paid $83, and you have $10,000 set aside. That's why people get it. Is for peace of mind of just knowing that.
Oh yeah.
So you know that now it also builds cash value because this is a whole life insurance policy. So for example, if you know 6-7 years from now you need to borrow against it, you totally have that option as well. Mm-hmm. But I hear what you're saying. You know, you could save mm-hmm. it, but it would take you about 11 years to do it. And I can tell you may live 11 years, but you're not.
I don't know about that now.
But even if you do, you're not out that much. I mean, it's not that big of a difference if you live 15 more years. You know, I mean, the whole thing is for the peace of mind of knowing that you've got the coverage right away. And this also comes with accelerated death benefit, which is on this particular company. It's a really great feature where if you were to get like a terminal illness and you wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, get the money while you're still alive, you can get partial mm-hmm. money paid to you while you're still living, which means so it actually has some living benefits to it as well. And that's built in at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several good features to the policy that makes sense. But that is immediate day one coverage, no 2 year waiting period or anything.
That is a good deal.
It's a great deal.
You know?
Yeah, it's the lowest rate out there, I guarantee you. I see them all. I've got rates right now I'm looking at for you for $10,000. Mm-hmm. The highest rate that I show is $152 a month for the $10,000. And the lowest rate is $83.23. And not everybody would qualify from that, but I can tell that you would just from talking to you. And the way it works, Ms. Melba, is all we do is we call in to the insurance company, you and I together. I'm with you the whole time. It takes about 15 minutes. We're on the phone together. They go through and I give them your information. They go through and ask some yes or no health questions. At the end, they give you an immediate answer so you don't have to wonder if you're approved or not. You know you're approved. They're going to mail the policy to you, and you can start your premium payment, you know, next month or whatever day you want to start. It'll come out, but they'll go ahead and mail that policy to you, and you'll have a physical contract in your hand.
Oh, that's quick. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it's quick. It's quick and easy. No blood work, no medical exams, nothing.
You said 7,000 would be what now?
7,000 would be. Let's see here. 7,000 would be $59.04. Is that more realistic for you in your budget?
I have some, you know, barrel, but you know, you can't ever get too much because it's steady going up. Those funeral homes steady.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and at the end of the day, all this money's going to your loved ones anyway. Mm-hmm, so if anything
yeah,
works.
I just make one sure I have enough to bury me, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
you're right.
Pay off the bills if I owe some, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the main thing.
Yes, ma'am. I respect that. Well, you want to get it approved, Miss Melba? It is very painless, I promise you. You don't have to pay today. You can start your premium next month. Even if you get that contract and you decide you don't want it, by law, you have a 30-day free look even after your first premium comes out that you can cancel it and get a refund on that. So you have lots of time if you decide you don't want it. But it sounds like you do want it, and I guarantee you won't find a better price for it.
I don't like the 7, you said 15 minutes. Oh, gosh, I have to sit here 15 minutes.
Oh, you put your feet up, and I'll entertain you the whole time.
Yeah,
well,
right.
But don't worry, it's not hard. I guarantee you.
And you said no money down.
No money down. All we have to do is tell them what day you want your premium to start. We do at the end if you're approved. All we have to do is provide them with the information and the desired draft date. But you don't have to pay anything today. You'll have your policy. This particular company. They actually allow you to start your premium payment up to 45 days out. So most people do it around the beginning of the, you know, of the month. But in this case, because we're so close, we could actually probably start it even for the beginning of April. I think it would still be in the time frame that you wouldn't even have to make a payment till then. So you'd have plenty of time. You'd get your policy, and you'd know, you know,
and
that.
And if something happened to him, that still would be covered? Come on now.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to make a, no, the premium has to go in. But I'm just saying, I'm just giving you the option of not having
okay.
to.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but you would be approved is what you would definitely be. Yeah, yeah, you would be approved.
True.
And it would go into effect the minute that the premium goes in.
Payment.
But you can choose that date you want it to be. So I'm just letting you know, it's not like you have to make that payment today. You'll have your contract in your hands before your first draft ever comes out.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yep.
But you were saying that I'd be approved today and wouldn't have to pay till next month, you know.
Huh. Well, that is what I'm saying. I'm just saying it, but it technically is legally binding when the premium comes out. But
comes
you would
out,
be,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you would be approved today, and they would issue you a policy and mail it to you, so you would have your contract, and then the minute your draft goes out is when
okay.
the policy goes in force.
All right. You're trying to slick something now. Okay.
No. I'm not. I promise. I'm trying to do the opposite. I want you to know that you have plenty of time to make sure it's what you want.
You know how you do old folks. You know, we don't understand too much, but we start messing with our money. We try to clean up a little bit.
I get that, Miss Melba. Yeah, you're sharp cookie. I ain't getting nothing by on you if I wanted to. I already know that. But this is Family Benefit Life. They're an A-rated company, and I guarantee you that you're not going to get a better rate. I know it for a fact. There might be some no-name company out there that's not rated real high that may save you a dollar, but I guarantee you you're going to have, this is the lowest rate you'll find. And if you find a better one, replace it. But I guarantee you, this is the best rate you're going to find. And a lot of people I work with, I help hundreds of people. I mean, or thousands of people, really. But I help people every single day. Most people don't qualify for this particular company because of health issues. We have to go with companies that are a little more lenient. But like I said, not everybody's in, you're like my mama, not everybody's in your shape at your age, and you're in good shape.
I'm proud to be able to move around and do stuff. I do meals on wheel. I take.
Do you really?
That's
awesome.
I thought about retiring. It's a lot of, I got 13 peoples, and, you know, they old, and I love to talk, and that means I get attached to them.
Yeah,
they get attached to me. So, you know, I really hate to quit, but I need to.
As long as you can do it, you need to keep going out there.
My insurance, Medicaid. They say I'm making too much. You know how that go. You say,
I got you.
Yeah, it's certain amount they let you. Yeah, now they'll take that away from you. Then you just spinning your wheels for working.
Give me a
rough figure off for 20,000. I just want to know what.
Just for kicks, huh? Just for kicks. Okay, I got you. No worries.
Get 20, no. But
you might be able to. Let's just see. Who knows? You don't want to get more than you can afford. But if you were and I can check literally any random amount, so it can be an odd number too. So 20,000 would take you. It'd be expensive. 20,000 would be 163.88. That's the lowest rate. You know, the highest rate on 20,000 is $302. So but the lowest rate would be what I just say 163 15,000. Yeah, that's the highest. $15,000.
I mean, that'd be a good price if I was sick, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we'd have to do. Like, if somebody was in your case and they were, you know, maybe had cancer or something like that, we'd have to go a lot higher. It'd be like, so $15,000 would be 123.
Okay.
But again, I just want to make sure it's something you're real comfortable that you can afford the premium. I don't want you to get messed up.
$7,000, that probably do what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah. And here's the other thing, too. If you decided in the next, within 60 days, you're like, you know what, I want to bump it up a little bit, all you got to do is call me. We can get bumped up without going through a big ordeal. So we could do that. The main thing is we just want to get you an approval, because I'm giving you a quote, but after the interview, they would actually give us a real live approval. And then you'll know you're approved at this rate, and they'll mail that, like I said, that policy out to you. But the $7,000 would be $5,904.
$60 a month. Oh. And you said 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you we'll have it knocked out. And
you can call me back when y'all get through.
No, I'm going to be on the phone with you the whole time.
I tried, because you said I don't have to. I can.
No, if you don't like it.
Days, after six, after 30 days, I still can turn it down if I don't want it.
So let's say your premium came out today and you paid a payment. You, by law, you have 30 days after the premium comes out to cancel it. So if you don't start your premium until March, you have 30 days after that. You can still call, get a refund back, and have that premium returned to you. You can always cancel life insurance anyway, but I'm talking about even getting your money back on the first premium. You have 30 days after it comes out to still get it. And we don't even have to. So you have a long window of time if you wanted to cancel this policy that you could. And I don't want you to do that. I just want you to know you have the ability.
Yeah, well,
like
understanding.
I mean, you have a lot of flexibility if you decide. I mean, I know for a fact, I mean, I'm saying with a lot of conviction, I know you're not going to find a better rate on a true whole life policy with a guaranteed price lock. I know for a fact. You know, but if you find something you think, whatever, or you just decide you don't want it, you totally have the ability to cancel it. That's no problem at all. And you might even just enjoy the process of this fun, nice, getting you a life insurance policy.
Oh, yeah. I think I tried.
Okay. Sounds
like
good.
Like I say, I do have some.
Sure.
I got a lot of grandkids.
You got a lot of grandkids. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they're going to ask, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
That's fine.
They're going to ask me. They won't ask me any details. They're going to say, does she have insurance? I'm going to say yes. But when they say if replacement is involved, I'm going to say no to that. Okay, perfect. So your first name, is it Melba? Is that your legal first name?
Uh-huh.
All right.
M-E-L-B-A.
M-E-L-B-A. I love it.